This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. While public health officials are urging Americans to hold more muted celebrations this Independence Day, given the spike in coronavirus cases, President Donald Trump is going in the opposite direction. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
After a rally and fireworks display at Mount Rushmore Friday night,
this has been a great honor.
President Trump is planning to go big in the nation's capital. The celebration will include a military flyover and fireworks display expected to draw thousands to the National Mall. The Interior Department says it will hand out 300,000 face coverings to spectators. Meanwhile, the Trump campaign has confirmed that Kimberly Guilfoyle, a top fundraiser for the campaign and the girlfriend of Trump's eldest son, Donald Trump Jr., has tested positive for the coronavirus. Both Guilfoyle and Trump Jr. have canceled public events and are isolating themselves. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The World Health Organization said Saturday it was discontinuing its trials of the malaria drug hydroxychloroquine and combination HIV drug lopinavir-ritonavir in hospitalized patients with COVID-19 after they failed to reduce mortality. In a statement, the WHO said its interim trial results show that hydroxychloroquine and the other two drugs produced little or no reduction in the mortality of hospitalized COVID-19 patients when compared to the standard of care. The UN agency said its decision, taken on the recommendation of the trial's International Steering Committee, does not affect other studies where those drugs are used for non-hospitalized patients or as a prophylaxis. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Pubs, restaurants, and hairdressers reopened in England for the first time in 3 months Saturday on what the media called the Super Saturday of restrictions being eased. We get more from Reuters' Soria Ali.
Pubs were allowed to start serving from 6 a.m., sparking worries of overindulgence. The Holland Tringham Pub in South London, part of the J.D. Weatherspoon chain, opened at 8 a.m. and was about three-quarters full by 11:20 a.m. And pub goers like 56-year-old Jim Martin were delighted.
Beautiful, just to get back and have a pint. Come out because I hardly see him. You know what I mean? So meet up with the friends and whatever.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson called on people to behave responsibly and respect social distancing regulations as the risk of a resurgence remains. Mindful of an economy that has been hit due to the lockdown, he also stressed the importance of supporting businesses.
That's Reuters' Soria Ali. Spain's top tourist site, which last year garnered 4.5 million visitors from around the world, is now reopening its doors, but not everyone is allowed in. As AP's Karen Chamas reports, the invitation is exclusively for a certain group of Spanish workers.
After 4 months with shut doors, the famous Sagrada Familia Basilica invited a first group of health workers to visit the temple designed by architect Antoni Gaudí. More will be able to visit on specific days. During a reopening phase, the church is calling an homage to doctors, nurses, and other medical professionals. That will be followed by a second phase just for residents of Barcelona. The church says it's still waiting to announce when visitors from outside the city will be permitted entry. I'm Karen Chamas.
At least 5 people were killed and more than 8 others wounded when a government security checkpoint was bombed in Baidoa, Somalia's administrative capital of Southwest State, on Saturday. Officials in Baidoa told VOA Somali that the blast apparently came from a remote-controlled landmine planted at a government tax collection point in the southern part of the town. Meanwhile, in the Somali capital Mogadishu, a suicide bomber driving a vehicle blew himself up in front of the government revenue headquarters, injuring 7 people, including security guards. No group has claimed responsibility for either attack, but the Al-Qaeda-affiliated militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for such incidents in Somalia in the past. Heavy rain in southern Japan has triggered flooding and mudslides, leaving more than a dozen people presumed dead, about 10 missing, and dozens stranded on rooftops waiting to be rescued. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe says about 10,000 troops are being mobilized to help. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berger.